We just don't operate like a public limited company. We don't need to obtain investment from public sources. So the private company setup is much more suited to the way we actually operate.
And in football terms, that there are a lot of private companies, aren't there? More than PLCs.
It's very typical of a football club.
Particularly outside of the top division, would you say?
Absolutely.
So what happens now? You've come out with a statement, you've written to the shareholders. Mm-hmm. What happens from now?
There's a general meeting to take a vote on the 22nd of October, after which, assuming the vote is in favour, there will be a period of grace, 28 days, before we can actually complete the formalities at Company's House, at which point we will then become a private limited company.
So as far as shareholders are concerned, they've got a little bit of time to sort of think over what they might like to ask at this meeting, what it might mean to them. In terms of their overall shareholding in Blackburn Rovers, is all that changes is the word PLC?
Yeah, pretty much. There's no... their shareholding isn't affected in any way. What I will say is, through being a private limited company, you don't no longer need to have an AGM in the way that we've had in the past. However, there is an absolute commitment in the letter to shareholders that we will continue to meet annually with the shareholders. So that remains unchanged, effectively.
Finance of Blackburn Rovers is something that supporters, shareholders have been interested in talking about for quite some time now, Mike. Will the re-registration of Blackburn Rovers as it is affect at all the finances, the budget, the balance sheet, anything like that?
It won't affect any of the figures to date, but what it will do is it gives a bit better flexibility going forward in terms of obtaining new finance and things like that through the club. But it certainly won't change any of the figures historically, no.
In what way do you mean that it will change the way you can operate?
We can get finance much more quickly without having to go through the public stock exchange requirements that are quite onerous. So we'll be able to obtain share investments much more quickly, the whole share registration process is much more streamlined.
And as far as the re-registration, does it affect the future of the company itself here?
Not of itself. It just gives us more flexibility going forward to do what we might want to do.
So you have to go through, I suppose, a number of things here. The Football Association, are they the first to be informed of something along these lines?
That's all part of the statutory process, and they've already reviewed the documentation and approved them. So.
And shareholders who might well have had a say over the years, might well have kept very quiet. What's the sort of message to them today that if they want to have their voice, if they want to have their say on, I don't agree with that, I agree with that, what's the way forward there?
Absolutely, they're always welcome to raise their queries. We've already made the point that there's going to be an annual meeting to give them all an opportunity. But of course, we're happy to enter in correspondence along the way, as, you know, but definitely as a club we want to do.
So a meeting to come later this month, mm-hmm. and then a sort of cooling off period straight after that. That's the way that it happens after that. And then in probably just over a month's time, Blackburn Rovers might just have a different title, unless you're challenged. Is that the way it is?
The only thing that changes is PLC disappears and become limited. And the name absolutely remains the same.